impact, but the helicopter was a tiny thing, barely more than a seat and an engine, and she had to trust that whatever crossbow it had mounted before the stick would miss any vital part of her own craft. Thinking of her flyer, Taki became aware of an ominous clicking from the engine.
Running down again, always at the worst possible moment.
The fixed wing was now coming back fast, swooping low over the waters and then pulling up hard, trying to barrel in for her. She climbed and climbed, so that, with his rotary letting loose in a blaze of wasted ammunition, he passed in a blur below her. They had both left the helicopter well behind. Whilst it could balance and hover on a gnat's ball, as the saying went, it had nothing for speed. She had to wrap this up quickly and then get back to the ships, but at the same time she had to do something about the warning noises her engines were making.
Time to do the usual.
Taki yanked the stick back one-handed, so that for a second the Esker was pointing straight at the apex of the sky, and then she flipped the craft on its wingtip and turned into a steep dive. She saw the fixed wing flash past her again, unable to compete. After all, the Esker Valenti was one of the nimblest machines over the Excelsea, and she could even give dragonfly riders a run for their money on the turns. Releasing a catch, she felt the wood and canvas of the flyer shudder as the parachute unfurled. This was her second, so if she didn't close matters here before the engine ran down again, then it would mean a forced landing at best. Taki listened anxiously above the rushing of the wind, and heard the clockwork mechanism that sat immediately behind her screaming with spinning gears as the drag of the chute rewound it. Sometimes, not often, that failed to happen, and at that point she really would have had a problem, for the world before her eyes now was already a sheer expanse of sea. She pulled the stick back again, putting all her weight on it, and heard the struts and frame of the Esker give all their familiar protests. Another catch flicked, and the chute was gone, billowing away into the ether, and the Esker Valenti levelled out over the Excelsea, no more than 10 feet over the wave tips, speeding past the jutting Nine Fingers crags. The flash of piercer bolts zipping past told her the fixed wing had found her again, and she led it sideways in a turn easy enough for it to manage, banking left and right erratically to avoid its aim until, and too late for the fixed wing to avoid it, they were heading straight for the wooden side of the pirate vessel.